Say good morning, y'all, to Chrisette Michelle.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And you're looking lovely as usual.
Thank you.
And you have your platinum.
This is the platinum.
The platinum. Edition. The platinum blonde.
This is the platinum edition. Yes. I was playing in my hair and I put stuff in it. And it sparked the Swarovski crystals in my hair too, but I hid them. It's too early for crystals.
And crystals?
Yeah, they're like in, they're like in my hair, like all throughout. Wow. I don't know if you can see them.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like all throughout. Up underneath
Chrisette,
all this.
When you wake up in the morning, do you just, what goes through your mind? I love your whole aura.
Thank you.
Like, oh, do you just,
when I wake up, I'm like, oh my goodness, like that. Oh my goodness.
That's every morning.
We get to try again. Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah, no, because I always feel like there's something awaiting every day. So, yeah.
Did you feel like that when you woke up this morning?
I didn't go to sleep.
Okay.
So I just stayed up. I flew in and I landed at 1 and came straight here right after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd Chrisette you come from?
Is
New York?
Where did I come from? Los Angeles.
You still living in
I'm a
New
nomad.
York?
I have a mattress in New York and Los Angeles.
Okay. A mattress.
Yeah. I have places to sleep in both places.
I love Chrisette Michelle so much
because
I was going through a period. And I, you know when you go through your depression and you're just tweeting out songs that you love at 1 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was tweeting out lyrics to all of Chrisette's songs. And she sent me a message and she was like, I'm here for you.
Aww.
Whatever you need. I was like, thank you, Chrisette.
Aww. You're so welcome.
I went on a Chrisette Michelle binge.
Gosh.
Was this after the first or the second?
Both of them. Okay. It was after the first husband and the second husband.
Chrisette has been with me
through every up and down, Chrisette. I love you so much.
Do you have a liquor of choice when you listen to Chrisette music, Sharon?
I don't hear this.
It's all Hennessy.
Oh my God. That's almost like way cool. I'm a little bit flattered.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually Hennessy, and Hennessy shots is one of the cuts from the.
Your love's like a Hennessy shot.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's like That's a Hennessy true. Shot.
Your love.
Your love is like
yeah,
a Hennessy.
It's just it, you know, burns and it gives you a little butterflies. Just goes down nice and.
Is it
goes down smooth?
Yeah.
Smooth.
Hennessy shot. Definitely was an autobiographical moment. But I'm actually working on another record, so the EP has been really, really fun to sing and play. We brought strings out on some of the concert dates.
Nice.
It was really nice. But we're working on a new record called Milestone Minimalism, so I'm excited about that.
Milestone Minimalism?
Yeah, so that's the first milestone, is kind of stripping away all the foolishness.
But your life is so you get to the core of the matters of the heart.
Mm.
Have you gone through that type of pain
Gosh.
That you talk about? You, I love your song, "The Best of Me," which you know you talk about moving on and you know taking control of your life. Is that those songs? Are those? Have you gone through that yourself, Chrisette?
I've had some really, really tough relationships. I've been incredibly brokenhearted, and I've been incredibly healed.
Yes.
That particular song, though, I was sitting next to somebody who was going through a divorce, and I was writing a song about them. I haven't ever told them yet, but that
you can tell me now.
I was sitting next to Babyface while he was going through a divorce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that song's about him.
He didn't write it?
No.
You wrote it?
Yeah, and he when I finished, he said, you just wrote that just now? I said, yeah. Because when you feel somebody's energy, sometimes you can just easily pen something. It's harder to write about yourself because it's a little embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
But it's easier to, you know, pull from what you're feeling from someone else.
So people are careful when they talk around you?
no, because it's usually universal subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that song was...
Because you don't mention names. You just talk about the feelings.
Well, so yeah, or what I know that person is feeling, you know, and especially if it's public and uncomfortable, it's sometimes nice to put a sweet melody to it to make it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how's life now? How's your love life now?
Love life. Oh, man. I'm in love with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
falling...
So you're single.
Yeah, and I'm falling deep in love with the Lord.
Amen.
Deeper. And so, you know, that's what's happening. I'm having a new kind of a spiritual life, greater than what I've ever had. And it's really inspired this new record. I sat with Kirk Franklin and Kim Burrell and people I've never sat with before. Uh-huh. And they've been pulling out of me things that I didn't know I had.
Wow.
So my love life is...
with the Lord.
Well, it's in music right now.
With the music.
I can't explain any other kind of way.
All right, let's go.
I don't have a boyfriend, though.
I think we got that part.
Yeah, I mean.
And you're not looking.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So all those men who are going to leave your wives who just tweeted us, go back to them.
What?
Yeah.
Go back.
We have so many messages.
Well, I don't date married men.
Thank you. Will you tell them, please, Chrisette?
I don't date married men.
We got so many tweets from married men who want to leave their wives.
How do you know they're married from their tweet?
Well, they said it. They said, I want to leave my wife.
For Chrisette.
I don't believe that.
That's what we pretty much got.
Yeah.
Did you just smack your lip?
No, I told you I'm retiring the smack. That was not a smack. That was something else.
I think we're having a smack down going on here.
That was my eyes blinking.
Why did you retire your smack?
Because I just felt like I should stand up straight and be a grown up a little bit more often. And the smack is inappropriate.
Why be a grown up?
You know, when I'm performing a lot of times, I'll take a sip of water and smack, or I'll be in the middle of a song. I get really upset and I'll smack. And so a lot of times my fans will smack back at me. And I just don't know if that's my legacy I want to leave.
The smack back.
All right, let's get into the music.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Make Us One.
Yeah.
You're asking God to help the world and bring us together.
A little bit, yeah. I was in South Africa, and I had some experiences that I hadn't had in America before. It was colorism. And I didn't even, I guess maybe I was a little ignorant about the subject. And so I asked a lot of people a lot of questions while I was there. And I found out that, you know, wherever I go, there's always something that sort of disjoins a unified body that can be greater together. So I wrote this song as a universal subject for God to make us one.
All right.
One voice, many men. Oh God, give us free, low oppression, raise unity.
Ooh, your voice.
That's an anthem. That's powerful.
It kind of reminds me of Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Love's in Need of Love Today.
Oh God, you know, I love that song.
It kind of feels like that song.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one. That's my favorite.
I love that song. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's so apropos, not just of South Africa, but
yeah, it's very universal.
This nation, yeah, it really is.
That's what I was saying. It was so strange that everywhere you go, there's something. You know, I don't want to go into so many details because we know what they are.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we just had a police shooting we talked about earlier.
I can't even. I was listening.
Yeah. Okay. Super Chris.
Super Chris. I wrote that song to myself while I was shooting that reality TV show. R&B
that
Divas,
reality TV show.
I had to
you are so funny on that show, Chrisette.
You know, I keep hearing that.
You don't see the
humor. You're a really funny girl.
You don't see the humor that you bring to it because it really is. You bring a lot of levity that they need on that show.
Hmm. No, I keep hearing that. I don't know. It's so funny.
I remember when we were talking to you about this show.
Yeah.
And you didn't like the show.
I didn't like it.
What did you like? Do you like the aspect of the unscripted portion?
No, I like that part is fun. I don't like when it comes on television.
Okay.
It's fun being followed around by cameras all day. That's a blast. I feel very famous, and it's in Hollywood. But then it comes on TV, and I don't like
and
that.
And it's all
part.
Edited up.
And cameras roll.
I don't even mind the edits because I always say my responses were my responses. Those circumstances, though, I did not create.
Right. You didn't create the circumstances.
So you came up with Super Chris.
Yeah.
And it's about Super Chrisette Michelle.
It's about being super and not taking Instagram too personal.
Okay. Here it is.
Am I a superstar?